More than 2,400 singers, orchestra musicians, stagehands, and other workers from the Metropolitan Opera might be locked out starting Friday. As WQXR's Brian Wise explains, a lot's at stake if management and unions don't reach a deal by midnight Thursday.
Preseason preparations are underway at the Metropolitan Opera. The chorus is rehearsing, tech crews are plotting out scenery and staging. In the next couple weeks, rehearsals start for Carmen, La Bohème, Macbeth, and The Marriage of Figaro. But they'll all have to be put on hold if there's a union lockout.
If something was to get to a delayed start, it would not be quite as easy to just push a button and say, we settled and we're back and we can reopen.
Ken Benson is an opera consultant and veteran artist manager.
I think opera has become a so much more complex machine, so I think that has complicated scheduling tremendously.
Opera companies plan their seasons up to 5 years in advance, and locked-out Met singers will have a harder time finding replacement work, especially since the collapse of New York City Opera last fall.
I'm afraid that I would not be so optimistic about even wonderful singers being able to pick up work at the last minute. It just isn't there. Even the good regional opera companies across the country, they're booked for the next couple of years.
When the Met had a three-month labor battle in 1969, nearly 20% of its subscribers dropped off, and it took the company 5 years to recoup its losses. The last time there was a lockout, in 1980, it lost donors and took 4 years for ticket sales to rebound. Some question whether today's audiences will be nearly as loyal. Karen Dixon is a Met chorus member. She says that some of the issues musicians fought over in 1980 are back on the table again.
That was when we gained some of the work rules that he now wants to rip out from under us.
The he is Met General Manager Peter Gelb.
That our base salary is set on 4 performances a week, things like that, all happened at that point. I believe truly that Peter Gelb has planned a lockout from the very beginning. I don't believe he ever wanted to seriously talk over the table. If he did, he would not have put into proposals the extreme nature of what he did in every aspect of our job.
Gelb declined a request for an interview. The Met is seeking to cut worker compensation by as much as 17%, saying that it faces a dire financial crisis due to slowing box office revenues and reluctant donors. The company points out that singers in the chorus make $200,000 a year, although unions say that figure is misleading because nearly half of that is in overtime. Last month, Gelb spoke on BBC's Music Matters program.
Even if I was the worst manager in the world, if two-thirds of the cost structure is going to the unions, clearly that's an area that has to be cut. This change has to happen now. The donors, the board members have said to me that they cannot support the Met as generously as they have in the past unless they see a light at the end of the tunnel, that they don't feel they're just putting their money into an operation that will ultimately go bankrupt.
The unions say that the Met's problems are due to poor management and lavish spending, especially on new productions. A controversial staging of Wagner's Ring Cycle came with a $16 million price tag. So what if a lockout occurs? A 1961 strike was averted after President Kennedy ordered the Secretary of Labor to arbitrate the dispute. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter named a federal mediator to the talks. At a meeting on Monday, Bruce Simon, an attorney for the Singers Union, predicted a similar high-profile intervention.
It will be the mayor, it will be the governor, it will be some extraordinary figure that will appear and produce a mechanism that will get the parties together, return to work, and produce a settlement.
It's possible that the sides in this dispute will continue to talk for several more days or weeks beyond tonight's contract expiration. But with Mozart's Marriage of Figaro due to open the season on September 22nd, there's not much time. As one union representative put it, a lockout would be an operatic tragedy. For WNYC, I'm Brian Wise.
Thank you. Oh,